Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Killian Farrell, good morning, Doctor.
Good morning. It's lovely to be here.
It's nice to have you here this morning. You had to come by a circuitous route, but you got here.
I'm here.
Nonetheless. Okay, firstly, congratulations on all that you do. I was astounded by reading about you. You are, firstly, I should explain the link. INO, La Traviata, competition running this week, and Killian, you're the conductor.
Awesome.
As a fellow said, not your first go at this, though.
I've had a go before.
You have, haven't you?
I have. Yeah.
You have. But, like, are you currently, is it the general music director of Staatstheater Meiningen? You are currently
there.
That's
my current job.
That's your current job. So, how long have you been there, firstly?
I just started in September, so it's still reasonably new.
Right. Different country, different place, different people, different.
Exactly.
Different. How does that work? Like, is this a permanent job or what?
It's a permanent job. So, I mean, I've been in Germany now for 7 years, and I went because I really wanted to be an opera conductor. And there wasn't, I mean, I think INO was, I mean, there are so many wonderful things happening in Ireland, but just
recently.
But actually, when I was leaving, it was 2016 maybe, and there just weren't so many chances. And I mean, in Germany, there are 80 or 90 opera houses. It's huge, and you can really get work there. So I went over and I started as a prompter. That's the little guy who sits in the box at the front of the stage and shouts words at singers when they forget
them. Can you be tall for that job? Do you have to be vertically challenged?
That's a very good question. I do have one tall colleague, but he has a very bad hump.
But that's so handy.
The hump comes in handy. It does. You can kind of squeeze in and then...
Yeah. You can roll him in.
But if you can imagine, you need a bit of a C shape to get in. It's difficult.
Well, that's true. Yeah. That's true. And then you can help him out because you need help.
Exactly.
To leave in that situation. But so yes, you started.
I started as a prompter and then I was a repetiteur. And for any of you who don't know who that is, that's the pianist who sits in the corner for the opera rehearsals and plays the piano so the singers can practice their scenes.
Yeah.
And then I became, there's a German word for it, it's called Kapellmeister. So it's like an assistant conductor. So you're not the boss yet, but you get to conduct maybe the musicals or the lighter operas or magic flute and things like that.
Right.
And then you can work your way up. And I was in Bremen and then I was in Stuttgart, which is a very big opera house in the south. And then I got this job as the music director in Meiningen. So
that's fantastic.
It's really great.
Before you got to Meiningen, though, did I read about you that... it was Traviata that you saw when you were a young person.
It was La Bohème, but it was close enough. But actually,
they changed it to Traviata for the sake of the tour.
Well, I'm perfectly happy to go with that. I'm very. Let's ignore the last
Bohème.
90 seconds. It was La Traviata.
But no, it was Bohème. So you were at an opera? Is this?
Yeah, you know my. We were going to Verona, actually, which I know you're a big fan of Verona.
Is this your family?
It must have been 10 or 11. And my mum had the idea that we should probably go see it here in Dublin first. So it was on the concert hall, we went to see it. And I just loved it. And then we went to Verona. I mean, you know, the atmosphere there is like, you know, everyone's sitting on the edge of their seats.
That's right.
The sun's setting. And I just thought it was the most magical thing I'd ever seen.
Yes.
So I think I fell in love with opera then.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
But the conducting, how did that become the thing? Because clearly you're a musician, as most conductors are.
Yeah.
Allegedly. So that's where you started, yeah?
I had been in the Palestrina Choir as a boy, so I'd always loved singing and I'd loved music and I'd always gone to piano lessons.
Was Miss Mary Kennedy involved at the time you were there?
No, it was Blanna Murphy who was there when I was there. But as I went on, I was sort of 14, 15, and I realised that actually all the things I loved, opera and piano playing and singing, they sort of all came together in opera.
Right.
And they all came together in conducting. That was sort of what I thought I wanted to do.
Yeah.
So I thought I'd give conducting a go, and I put on the St. John Passion in my local church in Temple Oak when I was 16 or 17. And
you put it on?
Well, I had a lot of help. I did.
Wow.
But,
at 16 or 17?
Yeah.
Crikey.
But, and that was kind of where it all started.
Yeah, but that was very ambitious, wasn't it?
I suppose it was, but it just, at the time, it felt like the only thing I could do. I really wanted to do it.
Mm.
And I got a huge amount of support, and I met a lot of professional musicians. And I think that's how it started, really.
Isn't that funny? And you see, again, you follow your heart, you follow your dream.
Yeah.
And obviously, when you were young, may I ask you what age you are now?
I'm 30.
Because you don't look it. You look like a much younger man.
Well, thank you very much.
No, but it's terrific because it's fantastic to think that when you were a teenager, you had this ambition to get into this area.
I mean, I have to say, if you told me when I was 17 that I'd be doing today what I'm doing now, I wouldn't have believed you.
But you couldn't dream it, could you? You know.
No, but I think I did, and I think that's the thing. I have no idea how. Yeah. I'm still kind of amazed that I've ended up doing what I'm doing.
But sure.
I have really. I mean, I'm sure everyone says this. I really do think I have the best job in the world.
Well, of course, because you love it.
Yeah.
And as we all love what we do, if we're lucky enough, and that's the trick of that. Listen, now I have to say, they're working you hard.
There's a lot to do.
The INO are working you hard with Traviata because you're in Wexford tomorrow night.
Yes.
I presume you'll travel there today, will you? And
I'll probably go back tomorrow morning.
Oh, will you? Yeah. You wait till tomorrow morning.
We had the dress rehearsal yesterday.
And
went very well, very well.
Now, this is fully... We better explain this production with the INO. It's the fully staged.
Fully staged. So, I mean, there's a wonderful set by Katie Davenport, who also did the costumes. A wonderful young Irish designer who has the most incredible fantasy and imagination. And I think that's the thing that'll strike you when if any of you come, because the way it looks is just so beautiful. The lighting design... And the production's by an English-German director called Olivia Fuchs, who's really... She's brought out the most beautiful and tender aspects in the piece, and I think there's something in this production for everyone. And I also have to say the wonderful thing about Traviata is that it's not too long. So if you haven't been to an opera before, I think it is the perfect opera to start with.
What is its duration?
2.5 hours.
2.5 hours, okay. Let's have a little bit, just give people a flavour. I won't play all of it, but just to give you a flavour. Cheryl Mills, that's with the Bavarian State Orchestra, La Provenza, Il Mar, La Traviata. It's a gorgeous piece.
It's amazing.
It's a gorgeous piece. It's one of our, as well as one of our hits that we enjoy. Speaking of him, the baritone there, who your cast?
The cast is absolutely wonderful. So we have two. In fact, we don't just have one wonderful cast. We have two wonderful casts. Right. So they sing on alternate nights in Dublin next week. So we have Amanda Woodbury is Violetta, wonderful American soprano, and she's also sharing the role with Moira Flavin, who I'm sure most of you know.
Yes.
Who's also really one of the finest Irish singers out there today.
That's for sure.
We have two wonderful tenors, Mario Chang, our Guatemalan tenor, along with Yong Zhao Yu, so they're sharing the role next week. And then we have Brett Poligato sharing the role of Jamon with Clark Evans. So it's really, what's so wonderful is that the people who are sharing their roles bring such different characters to their roles.
Yes.
So I can only say you should go both nights to see both of them.
I can see the two. But isn't it incredible to think that the INO are doing this sort of work at this sort of level? That's the exciting thing. As you said, that, you know, we didn't always have that at that level. And that's, you know, incredible. I better just explain. You're in Wexford tomorrow night. Are you doing every one of these days bar the last one?
Yes.
Crikey. So it's the Gaiety Theatre next Tuesday, then on Wednesday, and Thursday.
Yes.
And is it Friday?
And Friday.
And Saturday?
And Saturday.
Right. And then the following Wednesday is Cork Opera House, and then on the 31st, Fergus Shiel will be doing the conducting in the Cork Opera House. That's the one. You're off to do something else. You're probably getting accolades back in Germany of some sort, I suspect. Do you love this now? When you say that your best job in the world, you're here for a while, then presumably you go back to your day job. And do you travel again, or does that be...
Yes,
you do.
I'm actually...
Is that how it works?
That is kind of how it works. I mean, I'll go back... week after next, I'll go to Frankfurt. I'll work with the radio orchestra for a few days. Then I'll go back to Meiningen, and we're rehearsing Don Carlo, which is our opening production for next season.
Yeah.
And at the same time, I'll actually go to another opera house in Karlsruhe, and also in Germany, to do Traviata again. That's also in June. And, that is... And then, yeah.
You've also been in Tanglewood. You've worked in Tanglewood.
Yeah, in 2019. And actually, if any of you saw the new Bernstein film, a lot of the film was set in Tanglewood.
I've always wanted to go. I've never had the opportunity.
It is the most magical place in the world.
Why? What is it about it?
Because you can sit, as a student like me, you can sit at a table for lunch with Yo-Yo Ma, John Williams and René Fleming.
For heaven's sake.
And I remember actually my...
Are you telling me you did this?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
René Fleming is something.
She's extraordinary.
She's extraordinary. We had the joy of interviewing her some years ago.
And she's a special person.
Because she was doing the TV constantly and she was here, there and everywhere, and the Met, and I said to myself, this is going to be a bright pain now. She wasn't anything but like, she was lovely.
Yeah.
Absolutely lovely. I'm sure when she's in full flow, maybe she's diva-esque, but she certainly wasn't when we were chatting.
No, and actually the thing that I remember the most about her was just how humble she was.
There you go.
But I have to say, I think also at that level, with artists like that, the most of them that I've been lucky enough to meet.
We always say the bigger they are, the nicer they are.
That's
sometimes
true.
It's other areas aren't so fabulous.
But I mean, I even remember John Williams, the film composer, used to come to most of our rehearsals of the sort of the student orchestra and would sit there and you think, this is the man whose music has been more played than... I mean, we all know his tunes.
Yes.
To think he would just sit there is really, it's remarkable.
And what would he be doing there?
I think just taking it in.
You're joking.
No, really, I think... He always said that the Berkshire Hills, which is this place in Massachusetts where Tanglewood is...
Yes, that's right.
That the Berkshire Hills had a special kind of magic to them. And I think he just loved being there and soaking up the atmosphere.
Isn't that something?
It's really...
Oh, for heaven's sake. You have a charmed life, for God's sake. Sitting, chatting with the great and the good. Just to give a little flavour of Traviata, because that's what we're doing this morning, I just want to give you another piece, just to give people a flavour, in case you'd be thinking of going. And, of course, we have our competition as well this week. And I'll come back to that in a second. Just to give you a little flavour.
Thank you.
Angelo Giorgio Strano. I'm chatting away here with Cillian Farrell, who is conducting with the INO La Traviata across the country. We've had a message, as we used to say, has flooded in from Jane Clark to say, Cillian, lovely to be listening to you. I hear all about your movements from your Nana and Grandad, Margaret and Peter. At 8 o'clock mass is brilliant. I know you. I know.
That's terribly says, Irish.
Proud of your achievements at such a young age. And she says, I hope they have a good supply of chocolate digestives. Is this your thing, is it?
I do like chocolate digestives, yes.
Good man. It's fabulous. I love that. It is so Irish.
That's very
Irish. If you were being interviewed in any other country, there's no chance that message would be shared on the radio.
No, but the other side in Germany is because everyone's looking at you. And really, I mean, in Germany, they do stare. And they're lovely people, but they're starers. I was buying toothpaste in the supermarket recently, and I was at the till, and I was buying my toothpaste, and a woman who I do not know,
yes,
who must go to the theatre in mining, and tapped me on the shoulder and said, Mr. Farrell. She actually said, Gayam Dave Farrell, which is my title. She said,
yes,
there are cheaper brands of toothpaste.
Really?
Yeah, and I thought, okay, this is...
That's interesting.
Yeah, value of the squinting windows.
There is that. Now, equally, she was being helpful.
She was.
So, in her nosy way.
She was. Now, I do like that brand of toothpaste. But,
yes. The cheap, the one that you were buying was the dearer.
The more expensive one.
Well,
yeah.
You're obviously earning a fortune.
I'll treat myself. Yeah, there
you're
we
earning
go.
It. If it was Deutschmarks, you'd be a millionaire. But that's a lovely story. I just love that. But no, but that is, you're right, that is so Irish. Yeah. That something like that would happen. And it's suddenly kind of, I love that, though. I think that's fantastic. It's like the fact that Bono can walk down the street and most people will ignore him, which is quite a lovely thing.
It really is.
Kind of a nod, how are you? That's all. And he doesn't have to worry, which is quite lovely. Listen, I wish you well. It's been lovely talking to you this morning. And I wish you well in your career. Can I ask you, maybe you won't answer, this job in Monaghan in Germany, is this like a contract or how does it work?
Yes, a contract for 3 years, so I have another two years left after.
So you're conscious of the fact, obviously, that you have to keep an eye on the next game.
I think that's always the way, but, someone told me once, work on your reputation, not on your career. And I...
That's where I went wrong. That's the mistake I made.
But I really, I think all I can do is do my best work and keep enjoying it. And I think the next steps hopefully will fall into place.
Good for you. Well, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
You've got a great run coming up until the 29th of May in the Cork Opera House. And I wish you well with INO, because I'm sure you'll be back. I mean, that's the other thing, isn't it?
It's wonderful working at home in Ireland.
Really, yeah, of course it is, of course it is. But anyway, Cillian, thank you so much for joining us this
morning.
Thank you,
Marty.
A little something, then a little Brindisi, and then we'll be on our way. The fella said we'll be on our way home.